About 6 years ago, a group of artists came together to paint, and now they're going to hold their fourth annual Desert Lights Sale. With me are three members of Alasan Artists, Margaret Heath, Eileen Steele, and Lois Rayom. Welcome, ladies. It's good to have you here.
It's great to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Give me the backstory on how the group came together and where did the name Alasan come from?
It's a fun and interesting story, really. This group started out as a little kernel of people who hadn't even really met. The common denominator was Nina Cobb Walker, who is a very well-known El Paso artist, who suddenly became available to teach. And the little group came together of four people. That group had its first art show, which was a sponsored show by Acclaimed Appraisal Services. That little group of four, then through word of mouth, others began to hear what a great time we were having, what a good group it was. And so that group went from four to, I think, 24, something of along that lines. As the group grew, we decided that we would go to a member's ranch for a workshop in the Marfa area, actually very isolated.
That's a beautiful area, though.
It's beautiful. And, you know, it's an art destination,
yes,
Marfa. But this is an isolated ranch by owned by one of our members. We went down there as a group. We bonded. We had a fabulous time. We ate wonderful food. We saw beautiful scenery, and we painted. And that was our first. It is Old Alasan Ranch.
Old Alasan Ranch.
Old Alasan Ranch.
Is there a meaning to the word Alasan, or is it a family name?
No, it does have a meaning. It turns out to be a color. It's, for instance, the color of a sorrel horse.
Ah, sorrel horse. All right. Yes, Alasan.
Yeah. Alasan.
Who knew?
Well, we looked it up.
that comes in handy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And the group was born. Well, this is the fourth annual Desert Lights Sale. Give me the basics on where and when, please.
The show will be at 150 Sunset, which is the name of the nursery and the address.
Ah, yes. Okay, it's on a corner, and it's a nursery, but it also has a meeting area.
An event center.
Yeah, an event center, yes.
That you can rent for whatever event you want.
It's really a lovely setting.
They
use the nursery aspect of it to make it feel very lush and welcoming. What is the date and time?
That will be December 2nd.
Sunday.
From 3 to 7 p.m.
Excellent. Is there an admission?
No admission at all. And it's fun. We serve wine and food.
Oh, operative term.
Lots of
wine
food.
And food. Okay.
And wonderful art. There will be 14 artists this year. Not everybody could participate this year. And we're each doing at least 10 paintings.
10 apiece?
So you will see at least 140 paintings available.
Wow. Well, now, as a painter, Lois, does this make you produce every year, knowing you have to come up with 10 at least for this show?
No. We just crank them out. We go every week and we paint, and we love it. And then we select 10 we don't want to keep that are some of our best pieces.
Okay.
And we
okay.
put them for sale.
When you say you don't want to keep, you mean?
Well, there are some we like to keep for ourselves.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
But they're all beautiful. And there are a lot of landscapes, a lot of still lifes, some portraits. It's quite a variety. All in oil.
All oils.
Except this year.
Oh.
We will have a pastel artist who is my husband.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, now who started the art or did you draft him into?
Actually, he is, may I brag?
He's
gifted by nature. And he's been an artist all of his life.
Oh, wonderful.
But he's been a busy working veterinarian and he hasn't really had time.
All right.
And, but now, because we have such a great time, he wanted in on it.
So excellent.
He's going to be showing this year pastel paintings.
Oh, that's exciting. That's very exciting. Now come clean. How many people buy each other's paintings before we can even get there?
It happens. Not before you get there, but it happens.
I have personally done that. By a couple.
It is permitted, I suppose.
Yes.
Well, this sounds like an absolutely lovely event and certainly the place to think about doing some early shopping. I want to thank my three guests today, members of the Alasan Artists, Margaret Heath, Eileen Steele, and Lois. Lois Rayom, previewing the group's fourth annual Desert Lights Sale, which will take place on Sunday, December 2nd from 3 to 7 p.m., no admission. And that's at 150 Sunset, which is a nursery with a special events center inside. So it's a lovely setting. Thank you so much, ladies, for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.